Okay, I'd like to thank everybody for coming out to the special call meeting of Commissioners Court this morning, this Tuesday morning of July the 5th, 2011. If you'll join us for our prayer, then we'll stand for our pledges.
Lord, we thank you for another day and for the blessings you give us. We thank you for the all that you do for us. We just pray that you'd be with us here this morning, that you'd help us make the right decisions for our people. Just pray, Lord, you'd watch over us and keep us safe through this week. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Okay, our next item, or actually first item of business on the agenda this morning, is going to be to consider for approval the treasurer's report from the previous meeting.
May 2011.
Okay.
Move
May
approve.
Of 2011?
Yes.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion by Commissioner Heffner, a second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That's approved. The next item on the agenda is to discuss and take action to approve payment of Komatsu architecture bill. And this was a bill that was inadvertently left on my desk the last time should have been paid during the last bills. And while we had this special call meeting here, I got with the auditor. She got with Komatsu. They would like to have their money as soon as possible, so I placed on this agenda so they could get their money in a timely manner, and we just need an approval.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All right, we got a motion by Commissioner Crabtree, a second by Commissioner Heffner to approve the expenditure for Komatsu. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
$53,748.
$53,748.
And this is for work on the courthouse restoration, historical restoration, is that right?
This is on the architectural end of what they're doing, yes, sir.
Okay.
What I gave y'all is the fund.
The plans
that shows the
that they're working on.
Of the historical.
One of the things I would normally
do. Sorry. Of the courthouse historical restoration.
I would normally give you.
Correct.
You're
okay.
Doing
deals.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That's for y'all's record.
Right.
It's normal.
Okay.
We vote on that.
Yeah.
You vote?
Yeah, we're done.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is to discuss and take action to extend the fireworks ban. And I spoke to the fire marshal on the way in last night, Mr. Steelman, and he said that the weekend went real well. They had a few little fires, but nothing that was major. And he said with the outburst of rains that we've had over the county, that he really didn't think it was necessary that we extend the fireworks ban. It actually went off this morning at 7 o'clock, and so it's going to be up to the court whether they want to entertain the idea of getting with the governor's office and extend it for another 7 days. What's y'all's opinion?
Do we need to take action?
I don't think we should. If I think the fireworks is basically over anyway. You know, so.
I agree. So no action, or do we need action? No action.
Well, we probably need to make a motion not to extend the ban and let it expire this morning at 7 o'clock.
Okay, I'll move. We just let it expire and not renew it.
Okay. We've got a motion by Commissioner Heffner to not renew the fireworks ban that expired this morning at 7 o'clock at 7 a.m. Is there a second to that motion?
I think no action is the same thing, but just for Mr. Heffner, I'll second it.
Okay, we've got a motion, a second, not to extend the fireworks ban. All those in favor?
Aye. Move to adjourn.
Second.
I need to clarify. When y'all said pay this bill, did you say pay it today?
Yes.
July 5th?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, we've got a motion and a second to adjourn. All those in favor?
Aye.
We stand adjourned.